Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. We got some outstanding stuff coming at you straight ahead. First up with our good friend Michael Stallard. Mike's been with us many times before. Mike is the founder and the president of ePlurbus Partners, which is an organization that helps organizations like yours and mine put our best foot forward by making sure that our people are hitting, our organization is hitting on all cylinders, which means that our people are completely, as much as humanly possible, engaged in what we do. He is the co-author of a book called Fired Up or Burned Out, which I've been telling you about for a long time. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. This is a topic that seems to be, we sure have been talking about it now for about a year or so, more than ever before. And this is a topic that apparently has gotten almost epidemic, which means that we should be talking about it. And the topic I'm talking about, Michael, is one of the apparent lack of engagement of the majority of employees in America today.
Right. Yeah, we know from long-term research that 3 out of 4 employees are not giving their best efforts. We would describe them as disengaged. And of that group, that's over 100 million individuals, American workers.
Wow.
And of that group, somewhere in the range of 15 to 20% at times are working against the interest of their organization. We call them actively disengaged employees. So that's a problem.
Well, and ladies and gentlemen, we're not differentiating between small business and big business here. These statistics run true for all-size businesses, don't they, Michael?
They do. Small businesses do tend to be better than larger businesses. The most acute problems do tend to happen with larger businesses. So I think this is a way.
Yeah, but I don't want to even as much as I love my guys, I don't want them to think they're off the hook.
No, it's a problem, but it's on the flip side, it's an opportunity. It can be a real competitive advantage if you have everybody in your organization thriving.
Well, the reason I think it's so important that small business owners focus on this, Michael, is because of the concept of brands. Small business owners oftentimes don't think they have a brand, and I've talked about this 1,000 times, and they think they don't have a brand. They think a brand is what Nike has or Coca-Cola, and they don't realize that they do have a brand, and it's the way their customers and their prospects feel about them. And the way that they, and a lot of the way this feeling about them has come about is through the connection with their employees.
Right, that's so true. And I guess another way to think of brand, especially if you're in a service business or you're interacting a lot with your employees, is your reputation. How people feel and think about you. Do they think you're reliable? Do
Right.
they think you're energetic and on your toes and thinking about them? And employees convey so much of that reputation.
Well, absolutely. And to the degree that they don't, to the degree that they're not engaged, and if they're not engaged, folks, they're not giving you 100%. And the more that they don't give you 100%, the more they wander off on a course that's not what you're trying to set for your company. So, Michael, how do we fix this? What do we do about all this?
Well, you know, a really interesting thing that we've learned from the neurosciences in recent years is that emotional factors are very powerful in the workforce. In fact, there was a big study done that concluded that emotional factors, in other words, how people feel about their company, its reputation, how they feel about their supervisor, how they feel about the people they work with, those things are 4 times more important than rational factors such as their compensation. Now, compensation, I think of that as a job satisfier. You can be satisfied with your job if you have good compensation, you're happy with your job title, but that doesn't mean you're going to be motivated. Motivators really require people to feel that they feel a sense of pride in the company they're working for. They feel valued by the people they're working with, and they feel informed and that they have a voice in decisions that are important to them. And notice in all three of those, Jim, I mentioned the word feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling is really about emotions. When you think about it, being fired up or burned out are really emotional states.
Mm-hmm.
We're fired up or we're burned out. That's how we feel. And there are a number of things that a leader needs to do, especially in these times when I think people are more anxious than normal, and the press fuels a lot of that, just with all the negative things.
That's what we call availability cascade, where the more you hear something, the more you believe it's true.
Right, yeah. And
yeah.
So I think just the number one thing that I recommend, there are a number of things that leaders can do, small business owners, to help people cope with the anxiety and help them continue being productive, because we're all relying on each other to be productive.
Mm-hmm.
So that we generate the cash flow to pay everyone's compensation.
Right.
And the number one thing people can do is get the team together and just share what's on their mind. What are our challenges? What are our opportunities? What does the leader or leaders of the small business, how are they thinking about these? What's on their mind? And then I call that sharing the vision.
Now, is this on a corporate level, on an organizational level, sort of get the group together and say, okay, where is our pain?
Well, I think it's...
Are we asking each individual where their pain is?
In work groups, no, but it's really thinking, yeah. getting people focusing on the business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're facing some challenges now. If your business is facing some challenges, share those openly with the employees and share what you're thinking about what needs to be done to address those issues or to seize opportunities that you see in the marketplace. And then ask them, I always call it the magic three questions, what's right, what's wrong, and what's missing from my thinking, because none of us has a monopoly on ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really only going to be our best if everybody puts on their thinking cap and shares their perspective.
Ask those three questions.
It doesn't mean they get a vote, though. It means they get a voice.
Ask those three questions again. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Michael.
After you share your vision and what you're thinking, ask them, what's right about my thinking? What's wrong? What do you think is wrong about my thinking? And what's missing? Is there something that I'm not even thinking about that I should be?
And when we come back after these messages, I'm going to ask Michael to help us take those questions and go a little further with them. How do we actually conduct that in a meeting? And we'll do that right after these messages. 20 after the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame. The Small Business Advocate, Michael Stellard, is our guest.
There's too much confusion.
Welcome back. That's the godfather of soul, ladies and gentlemen, the late, great James Brown. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm the godfather of small business, that's right. But not late yet, at least. Not for a while, hopefully. And Michael Stellard is with us. He's our good friend, and he's the author of Fired Up or Burned Out, along with Carolyn Dewing Holmes and Jason Panku. And Michael, give us your websites, please.
I have a blog, which is michaelleestallard.com, and that's STALLARD. And my book website is fireduporburnedout.com.
All right, so check that out. And the things you blog about are the things we're talking about right now, aren't they?
Absolutely, all about connections in work and how that helps people and organizations thrive.
All right, so you were talking about these three questions.
Yes.
What's right, what's wrong, and the third one, remind me?
What's missing.
Okay, so we get our teams together, maybe in the team. Some of us have small organizations, so that our team is everybody. So we get everybody together, we get a team together, whatever. And you need somebody needs to lead this meeting, right?
Right.
Somebody has to ask these questions.
Mm-hmm.
And so you ask, now when you say what's right, at what level do we take this on? Do we talk about how the organization, what's right about our team, what's right about our organization, or do we focus on a project?
Well, I think it's the beauty is that this can cascade down through the organization. So when I'm working with larger organizations, what I get them to do is to think this needs to start at the top. And then after after the people who are in the meeting that starts at the top, then they need to take their vision of what they need to do, given what they've heard from the leader of the entire business, and share their vision with the people that they're responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
And then ask them to exercise their voice by expressing what's right, what's wrong, what's missing after they've heard the vision.
All right, what would be an example of what's right?
What's right? Well, I think, so for example, a leader may say, I think this is our greatest opportunity as a market. We really need to focus on this. And I think for people to say, I absolutely see that in the marketplace, I believe that, if they want to affirm something they hear in the presentation by responding to what's right, it gives them a chance to share that, because we don't want to just focus on the negative. In fact, it's good to start off meetings on a positive note, because research has shown us that when meetings start off in a positive note, people tend to be more open and creative, and the meetings are more productive.
So,
to start off on a negative note.
So I guess what I'm getting at, though, Michael, is we start out and we say, okay, we have a group meeting with our team, and we're asking them what's right. And I want a specific answer. Michael, give me a specific answer of what somebody might say about what's right.
Well, they might say, Jim, I heard in your presentation that you want to focus your broadcast on small business owners and continuing doing that rather than diversifying out into other markets. Well, I absolutely believe that, because that's where our strength is, and so it's
right.
Really just it gives them an opportunity.
So they might say, what's right about our organization is we have this certain thing that we have the ability to do that gives us a competitive advantage.
Yes.
All right. Then what's wrong about our organization? What's wrong? What would we say?
I think this, if there's something that people in the meeting, they hear the leader express that they're concerned about,
right,
then it gives them an opportunity to, we know that people are concerned to express disagreement. They feel stress in going against the grain. But you want to encourage them to share their insight.
So they might say, boss, I know that our material says that we guarantee deliver in 48 hours, and I know I've heard you say that many times. You've trained us to say that, but the truth is, for the last 6 months, we haven't been doing that.
Absolutely.
Would that be an example of what's wrong?
Yeah, because we're not delivering our promise.
Right, but the boss might not actually know that. Our boss, I know that you say that whatever it might be, but right now we're not doing that, and frankly that's troubling me. Yeah. So then what's wrong what's missing? So what's missing? Well, what's missing is we need new computers.
Yeah.
Or we need more training, or we need another part-time person, or whatever.
Yeah, it could be something that maybe a salesperson's in the meeting and they say, you know, I understand our competitor's doing this, and we're not really talking about it. And I'm concerned it's going to have a negative effect on our business.
So by getting these anxious thoughts out on the table, and addressing them, and coming up with an action plan to fix them, that gives people a little more engagement, doesn't it?
It really does. It gives them a little greater sense of control, that they have a voice,
yeah,
and that they understand the future. Because if they don't feel they understand where the organization is going, then they experience even more anxiety.
All right. Now, here's a question, Mike. Isn't this where the real work for managers comes in? Because now we ought to be able to identify the people who are capable of being redeemed, and the people who can't be redeemed, people who are never going to be engaged no matter what we do. Am I right about that?
Well, I think these meetings definitely help you sort that out. You get a greater sense of how engaged people are in the business and how much they care about it, how much they really care about excellence and doing the best job for the company and the people they work with.
And then, so folks, then redeem the ones who are redeemable, and let the others go have a good life somewhere else.
Yeah, they just may not be the right fit.
Right, right. Don't let them rain on your parade if they can't be redeemed. Hey, Michael, give us that website one more time, please.
FiredUpOrBurnedOut.com.
And his blog is?
MichaelLeeStoller.com.
Michael, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Well, Jim, it's a joy to be with you all the time.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.